The young postman. C'est la légion. That's not even a proper address. Oh, some people.
Mr. Postie, Mr. Postie, gleam in your eye makes me think about winter in the sun. How come you never told me she was going away? Oh, oh, young postman.
Is there anyone we've forgotten?
Oh, what about Mr. Tilbury?
Oh, let's see. Mm-hmm. Brian Dobson, Sue Cheever, nice. Derek Swindley. Mr. Tilbury, yeah, yes. He's there.
Morning, Brian. Morning, Sue.
Morning.
Oh, you're in a good mood, Derek.
Yeah, it's this party, Brian. I'm really looking forward to it.
Remember the wine, Derek?
Yep, it's out in the van. 10 bottles.
What? That's no good, Derek. Mm. This is an office party. The wine has to be in boxes. I mean, everyone knows that.
I'm sorry, Sue. Sorry, but the boxes were very expensive.
That's typical of you, Derek. I don't see why everyone else should go without wine boxes just because you can't be bothered to pay for them.
Are those new shoes, Derek?
What?
They look like a new pair of shoes.
Oh, no, I don't know. I've had these for ages. I just don't wear them much, you know.
Did you get them for the office party?
Derek, you won't score just because you've got a new pair of shoes.
Won't I?
For God's sake, let's not waste any more time. Let's deliver this sack of letters, then we can get down to business. Come on, Derek.
Well, here we are in the delivery van with just one letter left to deliver. Who's it for, Sue?
Wait a second, Brian. Oh, it's right in the bottom of the sack. I don't believe this. It's addressed to Jack Nicholson.
Can't be. Let's look at it. Hey, someone must be offering him a cameo role in a big Hollywood film.
I thought Jack Nicholson lived in America.
Concentrate on the driving, Derek.
What's the address?
36F Rosehip Court. Oh, that's on the big estate, near the station.
What? Jack Nicholson lives in a council house in Swansden?
What's wrong with that, Derek? At least he's not still living with his parents because he's too mean to spend any money.
Sue's right, Derek. Jack probably likes to see England at a grassroots level rather than swanning around in fancy restaurants and show business parties. Mm. You know, he needs a chance to unwind and just be himself. Put your foot down, Derek. Rosehip Court, here we come.
Here we are, Rosehip Court. What's the number, Sue?
36F.
Oh, it's that one there with the stone cladding. Come on.
Derek, knock on the door.
Well, perhaps he's nipped out for a paper.
Have a look through the letterbox.
Can you see anything, Derek?
No, no sign of him. But the electric fire's still on. He can't have gone far. Oh, hang on a minute.
What?
It's a piece of parcel string hanging down the other side.
Pull it out!
Oh, I've got it. Here, there's a key tied to the other end.
Wow. Why would he leave a key hanging on the other side of the letterbox?
Give the key to me, Derek. I've got an idea. This sounds ridiculous, but I'd like to try something. Thanks.
Ooh.
I knew it.
Wow. Amazing, it's the key to the front door. Let's take a look inside.
Brian, this is Jack Nicholson's private council flat. You can't just go wandering in there. It could come back at any second.
I can't believe you sometimes, Derek. If he doesn't want people to take a look around, then he shouldn't leave his own front door key hanging in the letterbox. Besides, that electric fire presents a serious fire hazard. I mean, one freak speck of dust and the whole estate could be up in flames.
Oh, come on, Derek. One quick look won't hurt. Hey. Well, it's really cosy, isn't it?
Derek, be careful, for heaven's sake.
Sorry.
Ooh. Look at the photos here on the mantelpiece. Look, that must be Jack's mum and dad.
Yeah.
It's probably his sister.
Yeah.
Oh, there's Brooke Shields.
Now then, let's turn off this fire, shall we? Oh, God, that's better.
Going out. I'm surprised Jack's made do with this old carpet for so long.
Sally, don't work.
Oh.
Button's come off. Sorry.
Hey, this cup of tea is still warm. And he hasn't touched his Buttonberg.
Jack Nicholson obviously left in a hurry. But why?
Used to say, Brian, but there's an air of sadness in this room. An air of tragedy. Wherever he is, Jack Nicholson is a man with a secret. A secret he longs to forget. Oh, I only hope that in some way the office party can raise our flagging spirits.
Oh, I'm sure it will. Come on.
Yeah, yeah, I know. Well, you never can tell, can you? Not until you've worn them in a bit, anyway.
Oh, for God's sake, Derek. Go and talk to Brian for a bit.
Brian, hello. Warm enough for you in here?
Hi, Derek.
How's life in the sorting office?
Ooh, not too bad. Keeping busy, you know. How's the delivery van end of things?
Oh, I get by. Can I get you some more wine?
Oh, that'd be very nice, Derek. Thank you. Ooh.
Mr. Tilbury. Hello, do you know Brian Dobson?
Brought your bully boys with you again, then, Cracklethwaite. Tell me, lad, what happens when you topple from your little tower, eh? Do you think these useless brigands will come to your aid? Do you think one of them will give a second thought when you've not a penny to your name and 10 small children sick with the whooping cough? What's it for? You've got a good wage, you're a bright lad, you could have prospects. Why, throw it all away for these louts. Think about it.
Did Mr. Tilbury want any crisps?
I don't think so, Derek. He just wants to mingle.
What time is it, Brian?
8:40.
Do you think anyone's going to turn up?
Oh, don't worry about that, Derek. Of course they will. People always arrive late at parties to show that they haven't got very empty lives. Hey, your lace is undone.
Oh, thanks.
Hey, they look a bit tight to me. Are you sure they're not pinching you?
Derek, we need some more wine.
Oh, I hope we've got enough. There's only 8 boxes left in the van.
Ooh.
I took the blows. Is it my way?
Hey! Well brilliant. Done! Brilliant. Mr. Tilbury, well done! Do you want your shirt back?
Thank you, Cracklethwaite lad. Come here. Give us a hug. You're my best mate.
More wine, Mr. Tilbury. Hey, here, why don't you have your own box?
Oh, thank you very much, lad. And now...
Derek, there's someone at the door.
Ooh.
Is this the party?
Yeah, come in. Come on in. This is Mr. Tilbury. This is Sue.
Hello.
That's Brian.
Hi.
Look, make yourself at home now. Do you want me to take your satchel for you?
Thanks.
So, whereabouts do you work then, Mr...
Tippett. In accounts. I work in accounts.
Oh.
Has anyone from accounts turned up?
Well, you're the first person to arrive.
Oh, I see.
It's nice to meet someone from outside the sorting office for a change.
Yeah.
Do you live locally, Mr. Tippett?
Just around the corner, actually. Turnlake Road. Walking distance, you know. I like walking.
Mm.
I do a lot of walking. To fill up my evenings.
Oh.
Round and round. Down by the shopping centre.
Oh, yes, I know it.
Sometimes I get the bus, but mostly walking.
Oh. Would you like a box of wine?
No, thank you. I think I'd better be going, actually.
Oh, go on. Stay a bit longer. Come on.
No, thank you. My life may be completely sad and lonely, but it's still more interesting than your party. Sorry. Goodbye.
Shame. Do you think anyone else will turn up?
Oh, come on, Derek. Look on the bright side. Just because someone like Mr. Tippett only stayed for 3 minutes doesn't mean the party's a complete failure. Come on, everyone. The night is young.
Yes.
Yeah, you're right, Brian. Come on.
Wow. Sue, well done. How did you learn to do that?
That's nothing. Watch this for a handstand. Cramp. Bloody hell. Ah!
you think Mr. Tilbury meant to do that?
Put some more music on, Brian.
Got some more wise, Sue.
Thank you, Derek.
Do you like me, Sue?
Yes, Derek. Of course I like you.
Yes, but in what ways you like me?
What do you mean?
I mean, how? How do you like me? Do you like me as a friend?
Yes. Yes, we're all friends. You, me, Brian.
Sue. Do you like the way I'm dressed?
Well, it's just that...
Derek, are you all right?
Oh, it's these heels I'm not used to them yet.
Well, what's the time, anyone?
12:45.
I suppose a few people might drop in on their way back from a much better party somewhere else.
Yes.
Is anybody fancy a top up?
Oh, go on then. Come on, Derek. Well, it's nearly morning. I really think we should all go home now.
Brian's right, Derek.
Oh.
Your mum will be wondering where you are.
Oh, what are you doing? Not coming and staying here.
Oh, don't be silly, Derek.
No, I'm never leaving.
Derek, look, please don't be like this.
No.
And neither are you.
What?
Brian, you just don't understand, do you? You just don't get it.
We're never leaving.
What? I won't let us. Pass the kettle chips, Lucifer! This disastrous office party will never end. Beelzebub!
No, please!
Wake up, Brian.
No! Oh. Derek.
Are you all right?
Oh, it was all a dream.
Brian, something terrible has happened.
What?
Well, we're in a prison cell, in a fort, in North Africa.
Wow.
Sue, wake up, Sue.
Okay, Derek, just a small one.
Sue, you don't understand. The office party has gone horribly wrong.
Oh.
We seem to have joined some ruthless desert army.
What?
The French Foreign Legion.
Good morning, mes enfants. I trust you slept well. May I introduce myself? My name is Sergeant Distel. I hear that before you joined the Legion, you were postman.
Yes, that's right.
It shall be my job to turn your sniveling carcasses into soldiers. Tomorrow we march to Gardia in the south. Ah, I see you have a new pair of shoes, my friend. Let's see how shiny those shoes look after you have been buried to your ears in sand by the Touareg.
What's the Touareg?
Silence, pig! I might remind you that you are now under martial law and that at any moment you may be caught martial-ed and shot.
Do we get paid anything?
Insolent dog! Take off your shoe.
What?
Take off your left shoe. Throw it on the floor.
Look, don't.
Derek,
don't.
Just do as he says.
No!
Let that be a warning to you. Now, you scum, follow after me. Quick, mouse, quick, mouse, quick, mouse, quick, mouse, quick.
Oh, look, you two, this Foreign Legion stuff isn't so bad. At least they're feeding us properly. I'm starving.
Derek, do you want those beans or not?
No, thanks, sir. I'm not feeling very hungry.
Where do you think all these soldiers come from?
Quiet, Brian. You should never ask that kind of question in the Foreign Legion. People join for all kinds of reasons, but most often because of a shadowy past. Look at that American over there. Huh? With the dark glasses. Mark my words, that man is guarding a dark secret.
Shh, Sue, what? Someone's coming over.
Hello. My name is Blondham.
Hello.
Hello.
Have you just joined the Foreign Legion as well?
Ah, my friend. An interesting question. Give me your food.
There you are.
You with the shoes. What are you looking at?
Nothing.
We joined after our office party.
Yes, that's right.
I think we must have had a bit too much to drink.
It's not uncommon. Myself? I joined to protect me from myself. In Germany, I was a sadistic killer of the postal workers. How I hit them with their post bags and their little letters.
Oh.
It was making me unhappy.
Attention, filth! You disgust me. You eat like pigs. But now I am to teach you some discipline. And towards the exercise yard. Quick, mouse, quick, mouse, quick, mouse, quick, mouse, quick. Hold your arms out from your sides. Now twiddle them around in the air until I say,
I was there. It's so hot. I can't say much more of this. We're completely at the mercy of the vagaries of French martial law.
Did I hear you speak, you filth? You, new shoes. Come here. New shoes?
Sir?
Put on this heavy iron sweater. And this bubble hat.
No!
I'm going to break you, you arrogant swine. I'm going to break you until you weep like a small baby. Now, mouth!
I can't take it, Brian. It's too much.
Derek, he'll make you wear some more knitwear.
It's your own fault, Derek. If you hadn't been so desperate to get off with someone at the office party, I mean, none of this would have happened.
Oh, what now?
No. I have some instructions for you. Tomorrow morning, we march into the desert. May I remind any man who is thinking of escape that it is better to be shot at the hands of an officer of the Legion than to fall into the hands of the Tribe. They know no mercy. They are barbarians. Now you shall stand still in the hot desert sun. The first man who faints shall be shot. Attention!
It's no good, you two. With all this extra clothing on, I'm bound to be the first to faint, so I suppose it's time to say goodbye.
Oh, goodbye, Derek.
Derek! I didn't mean any of those nasty things.
No, no.
I'm sorry.
No, when I'm gone, just a word of advice. Don't bother with my shoes. They're just bad luck.
Oh, Derek!
Ha! Prepare to die, scum!
Brian, the bloke next to me just fainted.
That's what you think. That's right, guys. I'm just pretending.
Wow. Who are you?
You recognize me if I take off these dark glasses?
Jack Nicholson!
Uh-huh.
What are you doing here?
Well, after the commercial failure of Chinatown 2, I joined the Legion to forget.
But why have you pretended to faint? Sergeant Distel will have you shot.
Sue, Brian, Derek, I owe you guys one. You turned off the electric fire in my council house. And this is the only way I could repay you.
No, no, that's not true. You could have just bought us a couple of drinks in the bar. That would have been fine.
Really? You think so?
Sure.
Shit. Insolent traitor! Wait a second there, Frenchie. I can explain. Silence!
Wow. Sergeant Estelle just shot Jack Nicholson.
Jack made the ultimate sacrifice for no reason at all. What will his agent say?
Attention! Tomorrow we march into the desert. Let every man know that the fate which awaited Mr. Nicholson is the fate which awaits any man who defies me!
Why do we have to march in the desert anyway? Why can't we just stay in the fort?
This is the Foreign Legion, Derek. It's important to antagonize the indigenous people who've lived here for centuries.
Look, Brian! On the hill!
Wow! A Tuareg lookout!
I'm scared!
Don't be such a baby, Derek. I'm sure Sergeant Distel knows what he's doing.
Oh. Listen to me, all of you. We will make our camp here for the night, here in the bottom of this small valley where there are no rocks or trees to get in our way. At ease. Every man must be on his guard. Who knows what the fiendish Tuareg have up their sleeves.
Wait a minute, you two. I've got an idea.
What?
Watch this.
Brian, that's my sleeping bag.
Watch. If I take these bits of cloth...
Your dad bought me that.
Wrap them around my head. Ta-da! A turban. Look, anyone would think I was a soldier of the Tuareg.
Yes.
Disguised like this, we can infiltrate the camp of the Tuareg and find out what they're up to.
That's a brilliant idea, Brian. Let's get to work.
Yes.
Come on.
Come on, you two. Just act naturally. Let's go and sit down on the edge of the group.
Brian, don't you think the leader of the Tuareg looks very familiar?
Be quiet, Derek. You ruin everything.
All right then, lads. It's time to agree a plan of action. I say we should attack the camp and kill everyone. What do you say? Right, we put it to the vote. All those in favour of a battle procedure founded on the joint planks of, on the one hand, an attack, combined with, on the other hand, killing everyone. Thank you. Thank you, that's nearly everyone. All those against? That's the three lads wearing the torn-up sleeping bags. Gary?
This is terrible. We better go and warn Sergeant Distel.
Don't be ridiculous, Derek. It's not our responsibility. If they don't want to suffer a surprise attack at the hands of the merciless Tuareg, then they shouldn't have joined the Foreign Legion in the first place.
It's not their fault. They probably didn't want to join the Foreign Legion. It's the only thing left for them after they'd led a life of crime. And then they were trapped into that crime by the social conditions that they found themselves in. I mean, it's hardly Blondin's fault that he goes around murdering postal workers when no civic authority's ever shown him any respect.
Oh, Derek, you know that's not right. It's not social conditions that lead people like Blondin to be the way he is. It's in his teens.
No,
yes, he's evil.
Oh, for goodness sake, did you?
Look,
no, shh. This is no time for the nature versus nurture debate. Come on, let's make a run for it.
Do try and keep up, Derek.
It's not my fault. It's very difficult with only one bro.
Come on, Derek.
Do you think Sergeant Distel got buried up to his neck in sand by the Tuareg?
But keep moving, you two. It's important we walk as far as we can during the day so that we can rest throughout the night.
Wait a minute, Brian. I think I can hear something. Listen.
It's Spandau Ballet.
Oh, they must be recording a video which is set in the desert. Look, come on, if we climb to the top of this next dune, we'll be able to see them. Wow. Look, there they are.
Don't you think Martin Kemp's better looking than Gary Kemp?
Yeah.
Hey, look, Martin Kemp is waving to us.
He's beckoning us to come over and join in the video.
Hey, look, even Tony Hadley looks happy.
Oh, come on, you two, this is fantastic. We're going to be the stars of a Spandau Ballet video. Come on.
Come on, we're almost there.
Wait a minute. Who's on saxophone? That's not Steve Norman.
Yeah.
No.
My little postal backers.
Blondin!
It's a trap!
Run!
Where did they go? That's incredible.
How did that happen?
Oh, for heaven's sake, Derek. The hot desert sun causes conventional heating of the air above it. These various pockets of air have different temperatures, different densities, and therefore different refractive indices. With the right conditions, the various pockets of air act like a lens and enable the observer to see much further than the curvature of the earth would normally permit. Hence what you or I would call a mirage.
Oh, so we're not going to be in a pop video, then?
Hey, wait a minute, you two. Wait a minute, what's that noise? I don't believe it. There, in the distance. It must be the Marrakesh Express. There's one big problem, though. We may have been lucky enough to intercept the Marrakesh Express, but how are we going to signal it to stop?
I see what you mean, Brian. What we need is a handy-sized, highly reflective object. But how are we going to find something like that in the Sahara Desert?
Derek! What? I've got an incredible idea. Give me your remaining rogue.
There you go.
Now, if I can catch the sunlight at just the right angle...
Soon.
We can alert the driver of the Marrakesh Express.
Wow! Oh, quick! Let's all stand on the track and wave our jumpers, just like the railway children.
Yeah! Yeah!
Pop that one in the second class for me, would you, Derek?
Yeah.
Thanks. Well, what a bit of luck. Very few people escaped from the Foreign Legion. And it's all thanks to Derek's brogue.
Shh, right. It's Mr. Tilbury. He's on crutches. It's no good, lads. I'm done for. I must have wandered too near the big Jerry Loom.
Do you think he's all right?
Oh, take no notice, Derek. I think he blames himself for the dismal failure of the office party.
Sue's right. I mean, postal work carries its own risks, and Mr. Tilbury must be fully aware of that. Tout à l'heure, mes chéries. La souffrance, c'est la légion.
Yes.
Postman starred Ben Miller as Brian, John Thompson as Derek, and Felicity Montague as Sue, Alistair McGowan as Mr. Tippett and Sergeant Distel, Jim Barclay as Mr. Tilbury and Blondin, and Vinnie Jones as Tony Hadley. The Young Postman was written by Ben Miller, music was by Murray Gold, and the producer was Gareth Edwards. Young Postman.